Welcome back to Cozy Woman Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is season 21, episode 18. We're talking about coding, trade skills, and keys to entrepreneurship. Now, let me say this. I don't think every child can be an entrepreneur. You have to be able to look at your child and say they have a leadership mindset. They have a, regardless of you telling them what to do, they take initiative and they do what they think they are supposed to do. They have a very structured to-do in their mind for themselves. Meaning, you can go into their bedroom and it's clean. You didn't have to say anything. You could go into each of their drawers and know what each of their drawers are for. They know where their homework is all the time. They know where their headphones are. They know where their shoes are. They know where their shoes are not supposed to be. They know what's expected of them in the household as far as what they should be able to do, and you shouldn't have to tell them to do it. They also know what times to get themselves ready and be at the door. You don't find yourself repeating yourself to these kids. That is a leadership mindset. That is a mind of a possible entrepreneur later if they really know what they're talented in and what they really want to do. These are the kids I'm talking about. As far as coding, I think it's essential. It's like being able to type at this point. You should know what coding is. You should know how to do it. And you should know how to use your coding skills in order to do digital things on this here internet. And then these jobs, because that's where it's headed, okay? AI is going to take it over if you cannot be a partnership with AI. As much as I hate AI, this is just what it is, okay? Do you understand digital currency? Do your kids understand digital currency, okay? Money that exists online. Do you know what a blockchain is? Do you talk to your kids about Bitcoin? Students should be learning about what it is and how it works. We cannot forever use our bodies to make money, okay? And this society that we live in is moving away from humans doing work because the people who make the most money don't want to deal with humans to do the work anymore. And if they don't want to deal with humans to do the work, humans are going to be out of work unless they can make work for themselves. So making sure that your child knows what coding is essential. Making sure your child knows what trade skills are is essential. And it's going to be the keys to entrepreneurship, the keys to be able to dictate what you do with your time in order to make income. So our kids need to learn all the basics now when it comes to digital currency. Now, I talked about this in an episode, I want to say about 2 weeks ago, as far as financial literacy, as far as digital. Okay. This is a bit more of that, but understanding how it works and what it looks like in the background of it. So as far as savings accounts, what is savings accounts? How do loans work? What is credit? What is a credit score? What are interest rates? How does insurance work? Taxation, assets, inflation, a blockchain, managing debt. How do you manage debt? Compound interest, what that is. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Clearly, you like what comes out of my throat, okay? But there's levels to this, okay? Whether you're listening to She Gets It Pod, Wear It Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Cozy Womb Podcast, The Creator Podcast, or Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, or I feel like I'm missing one, The Real Relationship Rapport, or an oldie, Loud Mouth Stereo with Greg. I appreciate you. You matter. Please subscribe. Please drop a review on any one of those podcasts on your favorite podcast app. I am available even on Amazon Music, okay? I appreciate you, all right? You can find me at Shanby Podden on most social media platforms. You can find me on shanbypodden.com, where it gives you all of the episode, all of the books, all of the access to the links and about me. And you can find me on Bonfire, Shanby Podden spot, to buy your merch. There's graphics on there. There's hoodies on there. There's sweatshirts. There's bags. There's mugs. I got it all. All right. And I'm keeping y'all in mind because shipping is fucking high. But I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for checking out my podcast. I do appreciate it. Please let me know what you think. And if you want to contact me at shankencreate@gmail.com. All right, let's get back to this episode. It's a portfolio when it comes about owning assets and being able to trade things, a ROI, a IRA account, retirement accounts, budgeting, an emergency fund, investing. All of these things should be used in common verbiage between you and your child if they are 8+, because they can go ahead and grasp the understanding and get familiar with the words now. Okay, it's going to help them later on. So you can start with like financial literacy cards. You could get those on Amazon. There's a lot of creators that sell them and create them. Talk about digital currency and how it can help. Talk about using critical thinking in order to make smart decisions and fostering new tech skills. Okay, learning coding, cybersecurity, how blockchains work is going to be essential for their future. In 10 years, coding jobs will be neck and neck with AI. Okay, it's going to be like, how do you not know how to do this? Cryptocurrency is all about data and being able to read it. So I feel like schools should be updating their curriculum, like I talked about a few weeks ago, teaching the teachers why they need to know it, why they need to teach it, simulation practices, fun debates between tech and people, and how to do a startup, and how companies work, and how companies fail, and have those company creators come into the classroom and talk to these kids about what their options might be, and how did they make their company successful, and how did their company lose a lot of money, and how did they deal with that? That's, I think, better than them going to a field trip to a museum that they've seen 1,000 times. When it comes to critical thinking, it has a space now in a workplace because a lot of people are not critically thinking about the decisions that they make. More ideas on how to sustain themselves financially needs to be a conversation. Digital currency is here. Okay, it's not going anywhere. Kids will understand the options for their future if they understand it. Sooner than later, prepare better to put money in place of where it needs to be in order to grow. Encourage your kids to think for themselves. Encourage your kids to be different about how they think. And entrepreneurs are already fresh thinkers. They don't need someone else to do it before they try it. And if you pour into your child now and motivate them to be individual thinkers, they're not going to be scared to try later. They're not going to be scared to leave later and live their lives later. But if you do everything for them, if you shelter them, if you try to quote unquote keep them safe too long, they're not going to take a risk later on to grow up an adult. So right now is when you think about who you're raising. What is it going to do to them later on? Is it going to encourage them to leave and try, or is it going to make them shield away, hide, and stay? All right? Things to think about. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Moon Podcast. I hope you are bundled up because the cold is here. Even in Georgia, it's here. I will check you guys next time. Check me out on shambipodden.com. Check out the Shambipodden spot for all your merch. You can always donate to the shop. And if you're looking for table topics, questions, and things to talk about with your guests that you're going to have in your home, family, and friends, check out the link in the show notes for your percentage off. Peace.